We hat and we are here. How are you both doing today?
Running good, Joe. Running good today. Yeah? Running good.
Is it just me or is it so hot? Is it hot where you guys are?
I'm in South Florida, so you can imagine what it's like down here.
Okay.
It's always hot for Jay.
You're just used to it.
Yeah. I, on the other hand, it's been hot, but it was raining today, so it's nice.
I don't want to hear a peep out of you, Tone. And you know why I don't want to hear a peep out of you? Because when I got to listen to you talk to me about walking young fella to school with snow boots on, I'm not listening to a peep out of you.
Listen, I tell everybody, I don't care if it's
one or the other. That's what you get.
I don't care if it's 200 degrees here. I complain all winter long, and the deal is that I say nothing in the summer. So
okay, just so we clear.
Yeah, I will not say anything about the summer when it's hot. Because speaking of little man.
Oh, my dude. Hi. What up, little dude? My man, what's going on, yo?
Hi. Hey, hi, little Steph. he threw me off. I didn't think he was coming. So I complain all winter. I hate the winter. That's what, when I lived in Arizona, they're like, and I had to wear a suit. Like a suit with a tie, and it was 130. They're like, you're not saying anything. I'm like, I made a promise. I will never complain about it being too hot. I hate the cold.
I'm the same way. If I had to have it one way, like they always say, would you rather be too hot or too cold? I'd rather be too hot. But most people would say too cold because you can layer whatever. But let's see. What's up, everybody in the chat? Thanks for joining us today. What's up, Keyshawn? Honestly, this is kind of a topic of controversy. I mean, it got dropped today, the whole Draymond debacle. Keyshawn said, Draymond is right. Oh, did you guys see the tweet Draymond sent out? He was watching, like, the Bulls. It was a 98.
We'll get to the chat, and no disrespect to the chat. We will definitely get to you guys, especially the Super Chat. Haley, on Tuesday, we discovered something new. I can pull up Super Chats right there where it says Fluent and Chill. Mm-hmm. Nice and big. Whoa. So we'll get to that. But he drives me crazy. But okay, I'm sorry. Oof.
Draymond?
I'm going to try and say Draymond drives me nuts, but I'm going to try and stay calm.
Okay.
No, Tone, let it out. Don't stay calm, Tone.
I feel like we should get into it.
Yeah, do not stay calm, Tone. We will get into it. Don't worry about that, Haley. We are going to get into it. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
Where are we starting?
Well, I mean, I thought we could just get into it. I mean, nothing super planned. You know, I've been really busy. So, Chad, I apologize. This is going to be a little bit more laid back today. But we could definitely do like would you rathers if you're down.
You want to start with the would you rathers? Okay, I'm going to take down. I had Draymond destroying the Warriors, so I will take that off, and we will start with would you rather. Okay, I like would you rather. Let's go.
All right, it's just going to be off the top of my head, and it's not going to be basketball related. Okay.
All right.
Would you rather McDonald's or Burger King?
When I was McDonald's. When I was in college, my buddy was playing for the Clippers, and we were trying to figure out ways to just stay in better shape. And one of the things that I suggested was like we might have to chill out on the McDonald's fries.
We had fries.
Tone, you know when you're in your 20s, you think you can eat anything and you can just run forever. So
when you're in your 20s, you can eat anything.
Right. And we're in early 20s. I'm 21 years old, and I'm basically living off McDonald's. I'm in college. I'm living off McDonald's and all of that good stuff. So I suggested to my man, I was like, listen, yo, for us to get in better shape, we should probably slow down on the McDonald's. And he was like, yo, they might have to kick me out the league if I can't eat McDonald's fries no more. And I was thinking to myself, you might be right, yo, because whatever they put in crack, that's what's in McDonald's fries. I swear, my goodness, I couldn't chill out, and I was trying.
It's addicting. It's hard.
You know, it's actually a hard question because at that time, when you were having your McDonald's issues, I was dealing with. I was just running for the water.
Okay.
I don't even know why I have that.
You just pulled that out of your pocket.
But I'm not afraid to admit it. I love McDonald's, and I go to McDonald's not as much as Chad85, who I believe eats Ocho Cinco, for those that are, you know, speak Espanol. I don't, so I call him Chad85. He goes to McDonald's every day. I go like maybe once every 2 weeks. And so for that reason, I don't know the last time I had Burger King.
I'm
probably going Burger King just because I can't even remember the last time I had it.
Yeah,
Burger King they're few and far to come by.
So which one is it, Tommy? So you don't remember the last time you had so McDonald's it is then.
No, I don't know. It's Burger King.
Because you don't remember the last.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The memory of it is real good in your mind.
Okay,
here's a good one. Would you rather have more time or more money?
I think more time, because that more money thing, I mean, they're not going to bury me with the money. So the money's going to go anyway. You can't get back time.
The only thing you can buy.
Yeah, I can get back money. I might lose some money, but I can get money. I can't get back time. So I definitely, if I have to choose between the two, more time.
So I'm just going to gotta let you guys know. I have a button that I don't know what it is. So I'm going to push it and then I'm going to comment.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Fair enough. That's perfect. So here's the thing. I'm taking more money. My time, check this out. My time is, I know it's limited. I know that I only have a certain amount of time. So if you're like, I'll give you one more year. I don't know what that means. Does that mean I have 50 more? So give me that money and let me enjoy the time I do have. So I'm taking the money. Now, I guarantee it's because.
Emotional damage.
Yeah, I got some.
Okay. Would you rather have X-ray vision or magnified hearing?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, wait, X-ray I don't vision. Even.
definitely X-ray vision. Because Matt, what's the old saying, Tone? What other people think about you is none of your business. So, you know, to hear people, to hear what people are saying about me, that's one thing. But to be able to see them coming at me and to see things that I can't see, oh, I'm absolutely all for that. No doubt. I'd like to see what's in front of me and on the side of me and what's behind me before I can have magnified hearing. I'm good.
I know I said we're going to save the chat for later, but I do need to make a comment because I don't know who Lettuce Devil is. Lettuce is not the devil. Lettuce is fantastic. But he says, Ocho Cinco's his legal last name. You're dramatic AF. If he changed it to Lopez, you would say, I don't speak Spanish. Sorry, won't say Lopez. No, dummy. I know Chad Ocho Cinco and Hugh Jackson, who's a good friend of mine, and that's how I know Chad. And so when we were on the phone together to poke fun at him, I would call him Chad85. It was a funny joke. Jay knows that. I don't know if Haley knows that, to tell you the truth. But now, Lettuce, you know that. So have a nice day.
Thanks. Hello, Jillian, dear. How are you?
Who's that? Oh.
Jillian. Jillian in the chat. She's one of the regulars.
Oh, hello.
What's up, Jill? All right. Okay, so Fluent, did you get up?
Regulars get the dong. Oh, no, wait. No. Save me.
I did not. Anyway, as we are sinking. We have an anchor-sized hole in the boat.
Sorry, for the record, X-ray vision. I'm definitely.
Okay.
My God.
Okay, this one's interesting. Okay, Jay, would you rather be on a survival reality show or a dating reality show? In your young days, like the, you know.
Well, you figure dating reality shows are very much like survival reality shows. Yeah. So I think dating reality shows might be worse. So, I mean, at least if I'm in the woods, you know, eating bugs, I'm just by myself trying to figure it out, as opposed to I'm around a bunch of chicks people. Who I do not know, and I'm trying to pick between 30 chicks who are random, and I have no interest in probably all 30 of them. I might have interest in one or two of them, I don't know, but it would be a fiasco. So especially as a youngster, no way. So I'd definitely rather be on a survival reality show than a dating reality show.
I like it.
Well, listen, I ain't eating any bugs. I can't build a fire. I hate the outdoors. I hate getting dirty even more than being outdoors.
That's because you're from somewhere where it's 20, where it's 5 degrees, Tone. So, of course, you don't like to go outside.
I don't like the outdoors, period. Nothing. I don't want to camp. I don't want to hike. Okay. I do that now, you know, for the kids. But that being the case, and you're saying this is before, right? Like this, like
yes, before marriage, before children, and the life. Yes.
Yeah. Then I'm doing that dating thing.
Okay.
Tone is the guy on the team that he know where the spots are. Just so you know, that's who Tone is. If you're trying to find out where the party is, Tone is the one who knows where it is. No doubt about that.
Freaknik 92. Okay, yes, let's not talk about it.
Last one. Let's see.
Actually, I know where the party is. Wait, do you know where the party is?
Where?
Oh, no, I meant. That's where the.
Okay.
Take it to the house. That's where the party at. Take it to the house.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last one. Would you rather be fluent in all languages or be a master of every musical instrument?
Music is a powerful tool. Let me tell you, music is a very powerful tool. So I think I'd rather be a master at every musical instrument because I can speak to everybody if I'm a master. See, if I'm fluent in every language, I don't really know you, but we can all relate to music. So if I'm fluent in, if I can play the guitar, if I can play the piano, I can play classical music. I speak those people's language, which means that they would gravitate toward me and I would gravitate toward them. Even if I couldn't actually speak Italian, if I couldn't speak Portuguese, they would gravitate toward me. So I'd much rather be a master at every instrument, every musical instrument, than being fluent in every language.
Okay. I like it. Music is its own language. I already know your answer.
I'm fluent. I want to be fluent in every language. And what I'll do is I'll be Jay's agent who could play every instrument. and I will book him all around the world because I can speak their language. Yeah, we good. Mm-hmm. That's what teams do. See, we got each other. We're good.
I like it. And the king said, who wins in a fight, The Rock or prime George Foreman?
George Foreman would drop The Rock like pre-calculus. Yeah.
George Foreman would knock out The Rock as quick as I could knock out my 8-year-old son.
How long was, I mean, The Rock's fighting career was not really a fighting career.
I'm never going to say anything negative about wrestling. Although scripted, need to be like, you take hits. But it's a whole different kind of hit. George Foreman's fist. People see him smiling with the dimples and, you know, grilling some burgers and everybody thinks he's a good guy. George Foreman had two, like, built cement cinder blocks on either one of, at the end of either arm. When he hit you, your body just, no. He did, no, and that's no disrespect to The Rock. But yeah.
Put it like this, Haley. You play basketball, you play football. Right, you play baseball, you play hockey. You don't play punching somebody in the face.
Don't play boxing. Yeah. No, never heard of that. I play boxing.
You do not play boxing. You do not play getting punched in the face. Let me see how many times I can take getting punched in the face. I don't think so. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's one time. And
that's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Flynn. Well, should we?
We should do this again sometime. I like it.
Every time, I'll come up with some good ones that make you think. Mm-hmm. All right, now can we talk about Draymond? Because it looks like Baba G Cuts. Oh, he wants to talk about Draymond. If you're down,
let's talk about how Draymond is going to destroy the Warriors.
Yes, because Draymond, there's always something with Draymond. And Jay, like you were saying, man, like I'm a Draymond fan. I love Draymond. I like that he stands out from the rest, you know, I appreciate that in people. I think he's unique, but with 2 years left on his contract and like, I mean, yes, he won a championship in this past season, but like, does this give him the right to now demand and say all these things and go on the Draymond rant that he does? Do you think that the Warriors will A, give him a contract, and B, is this even warranted in the first place?
Well, let's rewind the clock back to them winning in the playoff series that they won in the 2013-14 season. You are aware that that was the second playoff series that they won in 26 years. All right, they had won again in 2007. They hadn't won another one before that since 1991. So they had won two playoff series. So Draymond's logic is, we built this thing. We were trash when I got here. All right. So since I've been here and since we've been together, we've been at the mountaintop. And I'm a huge part of that. I'm not saying that I might have had some. I'm a huge part of what's going on around here. So with that being said, with us winning and with us rolling the way we're rolling and where we've come from, I absolutely am going to stick my chest out. I'm going to say that I want more money. And the reason why I'm going to say that is because we was trash when I got here. We're not trash anymore. We're a lot better than what we used to be. And add that to the fact that we're not saying that you won't be whack, but I'm having a difficult time believing that you guys are going to be what we were when we're not around anymore. So
yeah,
for me to say that, yo, we would beat the Bulls by 20. Of course he was going to say that because we just won the NBA championship. So he's feeling himself. I doubt very seriously, Tone, if 2 years ago when Steph Curry was out the entire season and he was thinking about retiring because he's thinking, I can't get myself up to play every night. Why? Because we are whack. If you would have asked him if they could beat the Bulls, I don't know if you'd have got the same answer then as you get today. So I understand it. I absolutely understand it.
I understand why he's asking. Of course, I'd ask for max money too. However, here's my big listen. First, let me give you a little back story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins are all coming up for an extension.
Mm-hmm.
If all of them get the extension that based on market value, plus the luxury taxes that they will have to pay, the Golden State Warriors will have a bill of $564 million.
They're not doing that.
Now, let me put that into perspective for a second. The NBA salary cap is $123 million, and they're going to be paying, which that in itself is a problem, that it's $123 million, and this team could very well, like there's nothing to stop them but themselves, have a bill of $564 million. So Draymond Green requesting a max deal at a time when he is not a max player. He's never been a max player. He's never going to be a max player. He's very, 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 very important, right? He's the primary kind of ball handler, I'll say in air quotes, you can't see because of the frame, but over here, ball handler. He initiates the offense. He's their best defender. He's their most versatile defender. He's one of their best passers, right? He's their best defensive player. He's got all, he is that glue, the linchpin. He's their motivational guy. He's all those things you want in your third or fourth option. And that's what he's been through these championship runs. He's been the third, and then when KD was there, fourth option on a team. That's why I have a problem with the entire NBA as a whole. Having more than, like, you get one max, you should, I don't know, I feel like you should get one super max, one like max player, one like, and then I don't know, and then everything, it should be tiered down from there. How is he going to get max? So is he going to walk? And then what happens when he walks? Steph Curry has already said, or we've heard, well, if Draymond's not here, I'm not here. So this team's going to be held hostage by their third best player who's declining. Can't shoot like he used to, still does a lot of the other things. Like, again, he's a player you want, that you need on your team to win, but he is not a star max player. And if he holds out and refuses to play for less than the max, he will destroy this entire franchise. And you, as a Warriors fan, should be very worried, because you know, this is a business. Because I know what people are saying, $564 million, so what? They're billionaires. Not if they have to pay $564 million, they won't be.
No.
And it's a business. Right. They can't do that. You can't pay five times, or in a bit, times the salary cap of a league that you're in. It's now the owners are complaining to the NBA that the luxury tax isn't fair, blah, 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 blah. Listen, it is what it is. You're lucky that you're not in another sport like the NFL where it's a hard cap and you have to stay at 123 or you're just too bad. If this is true and he sticks to his guns, he's going to destroy the Warriors. It's not going to be another team. Draymond Green will destroy the Warriors dynasty.
Well, first of all, Tone, we gotta understand exactly what your worth is. You can't really put a price tag on that. And the reason why you can't put a price tag on that is because guys get paid what they get paid. So it's not what you're worth, it's what you can negotiate. So if Draymond Green, if his people can negotiate him a max deal, then that's what he's gonna get. And he's not gonna say no to that. But in terms of his importance, I can appreciate him being the third or fourth option offensively, but you can't put a price tag on what he does for that unit. Take him off that unit, I have a difficult time seeing them win. So when you talk about him offensively, how limited he is offensively in terms of scoring, that other stuff makes up for that. And because that other stuff makes up for that, that makes him more valuable than most of the guys, not on his unit, but in the league. Which would explain why he's asking for the money he's asking for. He ain't asking for the money he's asking for because he's 25 and 12. No, he's asking for the money he's asking for because I'm a big deal around here. And the reason why what's going on around here is going on around here is because I have a lot to do with that. And if I wasn't here, a lot of this wouldn't be going on.
I think he thinks he's a bigger deal than he is.
We all do. And Steph Curry thinks he's a bigger deal than he is. Jordan thought that he was a bigger deal than he was.
Who's here to replace, Steph or Draymond?
That's a good question, Tone, because you think about the – and I'm telling – and here's why. And here's why, Tone.
Shots fired!
Here's why. When I think about the NBA today, what is the NBA today? The NBA is long ball shooting. The NBA is guys throwing the ball between their legs and shooting and scoring the basketball at a high clip. What are guys not doing? Most guys are not doing what Draymond is doing. And it's hard to find a guy who's doing that today. It's hard to find guys who are doing that today and who are willing to be that guy long term, which that was tough for Draymond to do that, to say, all right, I'm going to be the dirty work guy. Not only am I going to be the dirty work guy, I'm going to thrive at it. I'm going to be the defensive player of the year. I'm going to be our best defender. I'm going to be our best rebounder. I'm going to be our best distributor. You guys score the points. I'll take care of the rest of the stuff. How many guys can we find in the league that are like that as opposed to a dude who shoots the ball from 25 feet and
scores on a regular? Max money. Teams can have what? Maybe two? Two?
Let's see. AD is max money and James is max money. And Russell Westbrook is also max money.
Based on the salary cap right now, the most you could have is probably two max guys, right?
No, because you can have three. The Lakers got three guys. If you got two guys on the books at $40 million and we got $123 million salary cap, yeah, two guys max. Even though this isn't the NFL, Tone.
Don't get me wrong. With the exception of the Bird rule, on average, most teams can afford two max guys.
Correct. Because they're taking up more than half the deal.
If Draymond Green is on another team, if Draymond Green is your number one or number two option, Mr. Triple Single is your number two, where are you going in the NBA?
Well, Tones, let's get off him being your number one option because you stuck on buckets and points. Okay, we all know that that's not who he is. What Draymond is, Draymond is the other stuff.
Send him to any other team in the league as a max. Because the reason I brought up, you can only have two max guys in 99% of situations.
Correct.
So you can only have two max guys. So he's your number one or number two option. He's the max guy. What team, with the exception of this Warriors team that was very smart, very lucky, right? Very, very opportunistic to build this roster through the draft the way that they did. Steph Curry was injured. He didn't take a lot of money in the beginning, which is how they were able, you know, and they drafted Clay and they drafted Draymond. Like, they drafted all these guys. They did a lot of really smart things. They were very, that's not the norm. So if you put him on any other team other than this Warriors, what is he as a max player? Is that team a NBA title contender?
Yeah, well,
no.
Well, Tone, you got to remember who are you pairing him with? Like, we're not putting him in Detroit and going, okay, Detroit goes to the top of the Eastern Conference. No, we're not putting him in New Orleans and going, New Orleans goes to the top of the Western Conference. However,
put him in Utah with Donovan Mitchell instead of Rudy Gobert. Are they a title contender?
That's not the same thing. And the reason why that's not the same thing is because he doesn't do. I mean, Rudy Gobert. You take Rudy Gobert off that team. Draymond doesn't do what Rudy does in terms of a rim protector, in terms of a rebounder. He doesn't do what he does. He doesn't speed their game up like that. But if you take Draymond and you put Draymond in Brooklyn with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, and now you got your dirty work guy.
No, then he's the third option.
Right. But I you keep saying option. Here's the problem we have in Otone. You keep saying option offensively. Draymond Green is not a guy that we're looking for to score the basketball at a high clip. We already got people. Like, when you got Draymond on your crew and he's your starter, that means we already got our guys who can score the basketball at a high clip. Draymond is the guy who does the other stuff. He's the seasoning. He's the other stuff.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Do you pay the same amount of money for the steak that you do the seasoning? Hell no. That's my point. He's not a maximum player.
Here's the thing, though, Tone. Just because that porterhouse steak is, I don't know, 90
is expensive. My potatoes are nuts.
I was about to say, even though that steak is $85, that glass of wine is not cheap, and that's what Draymond is. That's exactly what Draymond is. He is that glass of wine that goes with the steak. This meal doesn't work without him. No, it doesn't.
Is there any situation when, if you can only have two max players, that you feel he could be the second max money guy and they could have a shot at a title?
It would be it would be difficult. But what I don't want to do, Tony, is
And let me be clear. He's a super important player to the team, to any team. I said all the wonderful things he does, and you convinced me he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He does all the intangible stuff. You and I have talked before. You need those dirty work guys if you expect to win. I agree with that. I don't think he's worth max money.
I'm not going to go as far as to say max money, Tone, but what I am going to say is I'm not far off of that. I'm not going to lowball him and go, you know, Dre, you were good for what you were doing. So here's this amount of money. No, we not win. This thing doesn't work without you. It doesn't.
No, and listen, I get it. And he has to scream. He has to. I get it. But man, my point is, if he refuses to take anything but max money,
here's the thing that we also need to understand too. I mean, the Warriors do have some time here. And what I mean when I say they got some time here, he still got 2 years left on his deal. It's not like, you know, the trade deadline's coming up and we got to get this thing figured out right now. Yeah. No.
Typically, wait. I feel right. Like the Warriors usually kind of push it till near the end.
And, right. Just for the record, FIFA boy, you should probably watch more often. This is not a rare win. I win a lot. All I do is win no matter what. I got to get that button.
They're not in a position where they need to rush right now and take care of Draymond. They got him under contract for another 2 years, and I think he's got a player option after next season. So, I mean, they're not in any particular rush to extend him. They don't got to do it right now. Everybody's all high because they just won the NBA championship. So, of course, let's go. Like you just said, Tone, show me the money. Well, easy.
Why not? Yeah, why not?
We don't have to do that right now. No, we don't.
Did you say you wanted to crash your car into a telephone pole?
Oh, certain thing with no seatbelt on, standing on the gas.
Right now on TikTok, I've not heard it. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. With no seatbelt on, standing on the gas, I can't handle it. Tone, it makes me nuts. I can't.
Lyle in the chat said, "Love you guys. Can't wait for the new season. Love from Scotland."
Thanks, brother. We love you too. I will tell you this, Tone. I'm having a difficult time with Draymond's logic of them smoking the Bulls. I'm not trying to hear that at all. I'm not trying to hear that logic at all. Now, I think that it would be a battle.
Which team was he talking about?
I think I heard him say the 98 Bulls.
I thought it was 98. It might have been 98.
Oh, not the 96 Bulls. He doesn't want to mess with that. Maybe.
No. That's awful.
The 98 Bulls, who, by the way, were still, I mean, they won 62 games that year. And Scottie Pippen missed 35 games. And they won 62 games that year.
Play the 98 ones. That was also Jordan's worst.
Yeah, 96 Bulls, 98 Bulls, both of them, he said. I stand on it. Yeah.
Listen, he ain't beating the 0-1 Lakers. They ain't beating the 0-1 Lakers, so I don't know why.
I think that they would have a difficult time with the Bulls. I'm not saying that. Well, here's my question: what are we looking at with the Golden State Warriors smoking. How are we coming up with the logic that the Golden State Warriors are smoking the Bulls?
Because anytime someone says smoking, I know that they've never watched a game of basketball in their life. Even well, Draymond. Now I know Draymond saying it because that's just Draymond talking. But anyone who
well, he was watching, him, he...
No, go ahead.
Not only well, that, Tone. Go ahead, Haley. I'm sorry.
Just to clarify what Draymond said, he said he was like rewatching, you know, watching it over again, and he was, and this is the 2017 Warriors, I think.
Right.
He was saying, right. So.
Right. So with that being said, anytime I hear people say, you know, how are you guys locking up Jordan, or how you guys lock? First of all, ain't nobody locking up Steph Curry. Nobody's locking up Kevin Durant. Nobody's locking up Michael Jordan. Nobody's locking up Scottie Pippen. What's going to have to happen is that we're going to have to come up with a game plan, right? We're going to have to come up with a game plan to slow these guys down. And how do we do that? We got to get on the backboard. We got to slow their transition game down. What has to happen with KD? How do we slow KD down? Well, you slow KD down by keeping the basketball away from him. KD is a scorer. And KD is a scorer who, once he gets in rhythm, forget it. And the only way that you can slow that down, Scottie Pippen got to keep the ball away from him. Limit his touches. Where we go 2, 3, 4 trips where he doesn't touch the basketball. Now we get to possibly slow him down and throw a bunch of different bodies at him.
Which rules are we using? 96 rules or 2017 rules? Because I'll tell you this. When you say no one's stopping anybody, I agree. However, yeah, if I got Pippen on KD, Ron Harper on Clay, Jordan on Steph. Anyways, I'll figure out whoever. Yep. And they can put a hand up in them. Those guys can't handle physical play. No, they can't. They can't.
I think they can. It
will be very difficult.
I think they could.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm going to make you a bet. Okay. Who's going to have a better night? Jordan guarding Steph or Steph covering Jordan? Who's going to have a better night?
Jordan's not going to have to deal with Steph Curry. That's going to be Ron Harper. He's going to deal with Steph Curry. Jordan's going to have to deal with Klay Thompson. And Klay Thompson is going to have to.
Time out. Praneet. Look here. Praneet. Yeah. Steph can't handle physical play. What finals have you been watching? I've been watching every finals that Curry's ever played in. There is no physical play. Stop that. Go back and watch.
There is physical play. Really? That's why he walks off the court with like scratches all over his body. Because maybe 2017 Steph, maybe 2017 Steph couldn't handle that. I'll give you that. But if it was current, absolutely. He takes
He said 2017.
Okay, in that case, it might be a struggle.
Don't make up a mystical situation.
We're
16.
If we going off 2017, exactly, Haley. Even if we going off 2017, if we going off 2017 rules, can you imagine not being able to put hands on Michael Jordan? I can't slow Scottie Pippen down in transition. I can't put hands on him in transition. I can't put hands on Klay Thompson. How are we going to slow these dudes down? This is going to be really difficult. Really difficult. Now, does that mean that we can't do it at all? Because I did just watch Jason Tatum and the Boston Celtics slow Kevin Durant down. I did watch that. That was absolutely going on. Add that to the fact that they got really physical with him. Now, can the Bulls do that with the Golden State Warriors in 17? Maybe that's possible. I think that they could possibly get physical with them, and I think that they could let it go for a certain time. Now, Dennis Rodman tripping guys and pushing guys out of bounds and uglying up and dirtying up the game, think that would completely screw that up.
You don't think Rodman would get Draymond tossed?
I was just getting ready to say that. I can tell you right now, those two.
They lose to Cleveland.
I'd love to see that.
Those two.
What
I'm trying to make sense of. This is the Bulls rotation. You got Harper and Jordan in the backcourt, right? You got Pippen, you got Dennis, and you got Longley in the front court. All right. That's dealing with Klay and Steph. I don't know, and I'm not trying to hear, whenever I hear anybody tell me that Steph is torching Ron Harper, and that's not true. I do not believe that Steph Curry is torching Ron Harper. I'm not buying that.
Be more likely to put Pippen on Curry,
right?
And his length would drive him nuts.
Yeah,
right.
Harper on Klay, because Klay is more of not only, but he's more of a catch and shoot guy, and that allows, heck, even Jordan, right? So that he's probably not running around as much because you don't want him on Curry because he'd get exhausted and he'd lose his mind.
We can't forget, Tone, is we can't forget the fact that that Bulls offense, which is the triangle offense, is very similar with the Warriors doing. And the Warriors have a difficult time having to deal with that. In terms, you can't plan. You can't cover. Hi, dear. How are you? Hi. You can't plan. You can't plan to counter what you do. And the Warriors offense is very similar to the triangle and what San Antonio does. It's a mix of those two. So now what I'm doing is we're going to combat having to deal with the triangle. I think that they're going to have a difficult time with that. And I think Steve Kerr has a difficult time dealing with Phil Jackson and his rotations and his in-game adjustments. I definitely think he does that.
Let me say this, because I've been skewing it very much to the Bulls. But let me say this. When I was asked the question, and you know this, Jake, because we had this conversation maybe about a year ago, I said 17 versus Bulls is a seven-game series that's mm-hmm. going to go either, depending on look, whoever gets a couple of lucky bounces. That's where it's going. Right, we're talking about two all-time great teams, like mm-hmm. top three best teams of all time. Mm-hmm. There, no one's smoking. The Bulls are not smoking the Warriors. The Warriors aren't smoking the Bulls. Anyone who says the Bulls are smoking the Warriors is smoking something. Yes. And anyone who says the Warriors are smoking the Bulls is smoking something else.
Right.
Okay, there's no smoking. It would be but it's going to be. You know, can Curry stay hot? Because you know Curry can go into slumps. And and here's the thing. If we look up and down the roster, the Bulls are a significantly better defensive team. The Warriors are a significantly better shooting team. In the finals, do you want to rely on defense, scoring, and the best player in the game, or shooting? Because that's really, if you break it down to its most simplistic terms, that's why I skew it to the Bulls, but it's a coin toss. It literally is a coin toss.
Well, when I also look at the Bulls, when I also look at the Warriors, I also look at a team who – when you talk about shooting, they don't go into shooting slumps. I mean, they go into shooting slumps, especially when you pushing that defense, especially when you pushing their offense as far back as they would push them. The pickup point would be a lot further back. Not only would the pickup point be a lot further back, we slowing down that transition game, because that's where a lot of the Golden State Warriors points come from. And having to deal with these dudes and slowing them down like that, not to mention KD and Scottie Pippen going back and forth, because KD would have to deal with Scottie Pippen too. It's not like Scottie Pippen is just going to play defense against KD. KD has to deal with him too in transition. And Scottie Pippen is one of the best transition players in NBA history, in addition to him being an offensive threat. He's one of the best transition players in NBA history. I think this is a six-game series. I think that the Bulls beat them, but I think it's a dogfight, though. I do.
Who was the center? Because someone keeps saying that Rodman, they'd be playing 4-on-5. Who was the center on those teams with
on
KD?
Which teams?
On those Warriors teams.
Warriors?
Yeah.
Oh, it was what's his name? It wasn't JaVale. JaVale played backup. And the dude that's on the team now.
Looney.
Yeah, Looney was on the team. And
Looney.
And what's the other guy? What's his name? Why can't I think of his name?
Is there anyone that you're worried about on offense?
That's just Azuli.
That's him. He was on that crew too. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone that you're worried about on defense or on offense?
Am I worried about the Warriors with their five men on offense?
Yeah.
I'm not concerned. I'm concerned with their five men on offense as much as I'm concerned with Luke Longley.
Exactly. My point.
That's who I'm concerned with. Yeah. Azeli, that's the guy.
You know, when people say, "Well, Rodman's an offensive liability," no, he's not. He's actually not, because what does he do? Go check it out. He sets tremendous screens. He in the Bulls triangle offense, he comes up from the high post and takes the ball, does that handoff and screens, which he does extremely well. You know what else he does? He's an exceptional offensive rebounder. And guess what happens when you get offensive rebounds? You get extra
plays. You extend plays.
That's why I say when people limit their, "Oh, he's an offensive liability because he doesn't score a lot of points." No. Look at the bigger picture. Because then I could say Draymond's an offensive liability. But like you said, not really, because he does all those other things.
Right. And to add to what Draymond was talking about with the Bulls, I'm still having a difficult time seeing them beat the Lakers in 2001.
Have more faith in the Lakers than the Bulls beating them.
That 2001 Lakers team.
Is that your because you said top like 3-5. Who are those for both of you?
I think that 0-1 Laker team is definitely in the conversation as a top three team all time. They were a half mile freight train with no brakes. And I'm trying to figure out who had a legit shot at beating them. They wiped the floor with everybody. This is the only team that went undefeated in the playoffs on the road in the history of the NBA. Not only did they go undefeated in the Western Conference, they went undefeated on the road in the playoffs. Now, you can say, well, the Warriors went undefeated on the road, too. Here's the difference. The difference is that the Warriors, they got lucky. And once again, Tone, you and me have had this conversation. Being good ain't good enough, and you need some things to go your way. I'm not sure that that San Antonio series goes the way it goes if Kawhi Leonard doesn't get hurt. I can't say that about any of those series that the Lakers had. They smoked the Blazers in round one, right?
Just remember, because someone mentioned they let AI get a game. Yep, because they were off for, what, 10 nights?
10 days they were off, right? So the Lakers didn't have any of those issues when they were in the playoffs. They smoked the Blazers in round one. They smoked Sacramento in round one. And they smoked San Antonio by a record margin. And San Antonio had everybody healthy on their squad. Smoked them dudes. Beat them by 35 and 36 in game 3 and 4. Destroyed these guys. They didn't have to worry about anybody rolling ankles. They didn't have to worry about anybody getting kicked out of games. Everybody was straight up. And the reason why... And the reason why they ended up losing to the Philadelphia 76ers in game one, because again, game seven, make sure we remember this, Haley, game seven of the Eastern Conference Championship between Philadelphia and Milwaukee was on a Sunday. Game one was on a Wednesday. The Lakers hadn't played for a week before that. Who would you rather fight? Would you rather fight somebody who just got finished whooping somebody's ass or somebody who's been sitting around for a while? Because I can tell you who I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight the guy who just got finished whooping somebody's ass. Because he's looking at you going, I'll whoop your ass too, right now.
Ask Buster Douglas if he wants an in-shape or out-of-shape Mike Tyson.
There you go. There you go. So I'm having a difficult time with the logic that they would just roll the 0-1 Lakers, because I don't believe that at all. No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good conversation to see, like, rank our top teams, or just look at who would be.
We could tier them. I like tiering more than ranking.
Rankings are. There's no right answer, like, but people make like, it seem like there's like, a right
have,
answer.
Yeah, like if you have 96 Bulls, 0-1 Lakers, and then the 16-17 Warriors, how do you pick which one's better? But if you could say, well, they're all.
This is the order, and here's why I think so.
So, how do you say God bless you in Greek?
Christosu.
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 There you go.
Okay. I like it. Now I'm more fluent. Okay.
Oh, you should have been on Gridiron about 2 months ago. I know you want to change topics, but 2 months ago, we had Jay the Plug, who's a good friend of the show.
He was just on.
You know Jay the Plug?
Not personally, but yeah.
Okay, so he's going to be our fantasy guru. We're going to bring him on when we talk a little fantasy football here. But he was on the show, and his wife is Greek. And so he's like, I don't believe you. So he brought his wife into Gridiron as we were shooting and just like has her and her and I are just having this conversation. He's like, oh, you really do know? I was like, yeah. I'm fluent, baby. Like, I lived in Greece. I know what I'm doing.
Just to validate. That's cool. Yeah. Wow.
So maybe I would change my answer to the instrument since I already know a few languages.
Yeah. I know the Greek alphabet, but that's it. Pretty much it.
Hold on. Before we go any further, let me deal with somebody real quick. Keyshawn says, who's guarding KD? Rick Fox? 50. Who's guarding Curry? Kobe? 30. Shaq can get his. We locking everybody else up. Let's make sure we remember, Keyshawn. Kobe Bryant averaged 33.5 in the Western Conference Finals. I'm having a difficult time with the idea that Klay Thompson and Steph Curry are going to lock Kobe Bryant up. My man, you are smarter than that. Every time you come into our chat or anytime you come into our live, you have a different conversation. I know that you're smarter than that to even think that anybody is going to lock Kobe Bryant up, especially on that team that was rolling the way that they were rolling. If you're going to talk to us, please come with some legit logic that the Los Angeles Lakers, that 0-1 team, is going to allow Kevin Durant to go for 50 on a regular. Because that you're not saying 50 in one game. You're saying 50 for the series. And I have a very difficult time believing that Kevin Durant is going to average 50 against the Los Angeles Lakers, that Los Angeles Lakers team in particular. My man, you smarter than that. I would like to believe that you're smarter than that. So please come with some better logic. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come with some better logic than that. This is the same Rick Fox who shut the door. This is the same Rick Fox who shut, this is the same Rick Fox who shut the door on Stojakovic in the Western Conference semifinals. Shut the door on him.
But Stojakovic was a plumber. That was his first name, Paige.
Oh, don't forget that. Yeah, plumber.
All right. What's next, Haley? What's next?
All righty. On that note, sorry, Sean. Anyway. But yeah, next time. Okay, I want to move into. I don't want to, but I feel like we need to move into Skip Bayless's and Nick Wright's top 10. Okay. I just want to discuss it because some of them, they're just kind of whack to me, but like, and that's something good to talk about. So I'm going to read off.
Not completely whack, but just kind of whack.
Well, I mean, anything coming from Skip Bayless is probably going to be whack. But okay, so I'll read Skip's first. So he has MJ at 1, Magic at 2, Shaq at 3, Kareem at 4, Duncan at 5, Bill Russell at 6, Kobe at 7, Larry Bird at 8, LeBron at 9, and then Wilt at 10. So
it's not ridiculous. That's not ridiculous to say that.
You laughing, Tone, but it's not. And the reason why it's not ridiculous to say that is because when you look at all of these dudes have a legit shot and they have a legit case for who and where they belong. So, for example, to have Jordan at the top of the list, bet. I got no problem with that. And I've said this countless times. If your list is James, Jordan, Jabbar, James, Jordan, James, Jabbar, Jordan, I got no problem with that because every one of those guys has a legit shot or has a legit case for being numero uno. Now, this is going to sting a little bit, Tone. He got Magic at number 2. Magic at number 2, we could possibly have this conversation had Magic not shut it down, had Magic not had to quit after 13 years. Had he, because I've said this to you in the past, Tone, we got robbed 4 years of Magic.
4 prime years, yep.
We got robbed 4 years of Magic. Had he not shut it down, we could have a legit argument, not about Magic being number 2. We could have a legit argument about Magic being the GOAT. Because the way he was going, the way he was on his way to, I believe that he could have definitely done that. Shaq, on the other hand, Shaq, as good as Shaq was, what was the label on Shaq?
Lazy.
That was it. That's it right there. So Shaq did have a top 5 season all time in the 1999-2000 season. That's a top 5 season all time, no doubt about that. But him having to tail off after the 2000 season, he still was awesome. He still was 26-12, 27-11. He still was doing that. But that team and the way he was playing, I mean, Shaq was never in the top 5 again in Defensive Player of the Year. Never. Not one time. Not one time did Shaq ever lead the league in rebounding or blocks. Not one time in 19 years. He made the All-League Defensive Team 3 times in 19 years. I got a huge problem with that from a guy as good as he was, as talented as he was. Now, you can even make the case that Shaq underachieved, Tone, right? You can make that case. I don't think Shaq was better than Jabbar. I think he was more talented than Jabbar, but I do not think that he was a better player than Jabbar.
More dominant, but when you look at their careers.
Right. No, he wasn't better than Jabbar.
That's the thing where people struggle with. They're like, yeah. If they were head-to-head, yeah, Shaq's winning that matchup, but who produced more, who did more over the course of their career? And I could see that. And, you know, it's funny, when I look at Skip's list, if Skip didn't hate on LeBron every second of every day, people might take this list more seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because here's the thing. Skip, clearly, when I look at this list, what's the one thing that stands out to me? I disagree with this list. Let me put that out there. But here's the thing that sticks out to me. Every single one of those people he has over LeBron have more rings than LeBron.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of them do.
Yep. Bird, no. How many does Bird have? Bird actually.
Bird only got 3. Oh, Bird only got 3. Yeah, Bird only have 3.
Player. Yeah, Bird is the only player that doesn't have more. So yeah, I that's why I stopped on that one. But other than Bird, right? Jordan's got 6. Magic's got 5. Mm-hmm. Shaq has 4. Kareem has 6. Duncan has 5. Russell has 11. Kobe has 5. Bird has 3. So the Bird one's interesting. But other than that, so okay, I value rings is what Skip Bayless is telling us. And like I said, if it wasn't for his day-to-day hatred of LeBron, obviously I don't have LeBron at 9. I think that's nuts. But those guys all have legit shots of being in the top.
All of them. Every last one of them do. No doubt about that.
What you look at, right? Here's the funny part is, I will say this, number 9 and 10, Do you know what number 9 and 10 have that none of the other 8 have on that list, which also may be part of his thinking?
What do 9 and 10 have? They got a losing record in the finals.
Losing record in the final. They're the that's only correct. Two. They're mm-hmm. the only two that have a losing record in the final. So but, that's part of it.
And even if you were to say that those guys got a losing record in the finals, I could combat that with us having a losing record in the finals, we also have done something that no other team has done. So number one, Chamberlain in the 67-76ers, we're the only team to beat the Celtics in the 60s. No team beat them in the 60s. That's number one. Number two, the 72 Lakers, we won 33 straight games. These are many teams in the history of the NBA have said that they can do that, that they've done that before we did it and since we did it. Nobody else did that. LeBron James, his team came back from a 3-1 lead. No team in NBA history has ever done that before him, before he did it and since he did it. So you can make the argument that no, they got a losing record in the finals, but you can flip that around and say, well, this is what we did in combat of that.
Yeah. No. Like I said, I don't agree with the list. I'm just saying if I look at it and I'm trying to make sense of it, like I said.
What's the theme?
It seems what's that the theme is? The all guys that have more rings or a winning record. And then the last two are the only two in the top 10. And those two are in most people's top 10s.
Yeah.
But they're the only two with losing records. So, you know, if he feels finals championships are the most, you know, are weighted the highest, this list makes sense. For me, finals and chips are the last thing. They're weighted with the lowest amount because even, you know, I don't care that you got there 10 times, right? But are all the other things first? So the rings are the last thing, right? Like, because if this is a list of rings, well, then, you know, Robert Horry should be here. Sam Jones should be here. No, you have to have those other things too, right?
And add that to the fact, Tone, that if you're talking about this list being, I don't want to hear anybody else say anything to me about my infatuation with big guys. Skip Bayless got in his top 10, he got 4 big guys. I got 6. All right. Nick Wright got 5 big guys in his top 10. I got 6. So I'm not listening to none of you guys talk to me anymore about Jay's infatuation with the big man, because the big man, this is evidence of it, was the best player. The best players in NBA history are big guys. That's not my opinion. That's a fact.
There's 75 years of the NBA. And for 60 of them, either a big man, a center, or a power forward, have been the best player. 60 out of the 75 years. So, yes, it's going to be big man heavy because it's an all-time list. The problem is most people think basketball started in 2012.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that. But look right now. The last 3 MVPs. Big man, big man, big man. Second place in the MVP race, big man.
Right? So
it's you have an advantage when you're taller. That's just basketball. So okay, so deal. That's why you should actually give extra love to guards who excel, because it will and forever. It always has been and always will be. Mm-hmm. If you're big and can do things, it's better than being small and can do things, right? And I use this example because someone had asked me, like, what if the question that I was asked was, what if John Stockton was the same height as Magic? And I said, well, still wouldn't be as good of a point guard because of all the other skills. But it got me thinking. I said, yeah, height matters. Like, what if KD was 6'2"? He couldn't shoot over everybody. He probably wouldn't be as good, right? What if Shaq was 6 foot? He's probably playing a different game, right? Yeah. you can't make that weird a thing because, hey, if you're bigger, stronger, faster, taller, not to say you're going to be great, but you do have an advantage
right.
in basketball.
Nick Wright
wrong?
Yeah,
Nick wrong list.
All right, so I'll read from number 3.
Well, no, okay. one is LeBron, 2 is Kareem. You can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then 3 is MJ, mm-hmm. 4 is Magic, 5 is Tim Duncan, 6 is Kobe, mm-hmm. 7 is Larry Bird, 8 is Hakeem, 9 is Shaq, and 10 is Steph Curry. Which, coming from Nick Wright, is crazy. That he allowed Steph in his top 10. That was a big moment because Nick typically isn't a big Curry. I don't know. I feel like he's always kind of – it takes a lot to get him into that top 10.
Now remember,
Bill Russell.
Here's the thing, Tone. That's what you got to remember. This is the last 50 years. This isn't all time. This is just the last 50 years. So nobody from the 60s is on this list.
Okay, Okay, yeah.
This nobody. No Oscar Robertson, no Jerry West, no Chamberlain, no Bill Russell, no Bob Pettit. None of them dudes from the 60s are on this list. None of them. This is the last, since 1972, last 50 years. So with that being said, I don't really have a problem with the first 10. I'm flipping that around because I'm not really loving Bryant where I have him. I got Bird, LaJuan, and Diesel ahead of him and Duncan ahead of him. So I got no problem with that. I already had Steph Curry in my top 15. Before they won the NBA championship, I had him at 14. And after they won the NBA championship, which I hear a lot of people not getting on me about it, but whispering about it, like, well, why wasn't he already at that point? Well, how do you move up on the all-time list, Tone? How did Jordan move up on the all-time list, right? How did Jabbar move up on the all-time list? You got to win. And the fact that Curry is still playing at a high level, and the fact that he's still doing what he's doing, enables him to move up the list. He's not just stuck where he is right now. So to my point, I don't have a problem with Curry at 10. Was it 9? Yeah, I don't have a problem with Curry at 10. But there's some other ones. There's some other ones on this list.
Because he doesn't. I wish we had Nick Wright on, because I would ask him, where would he put Bill Russell and Wilt? Because those are the two that are in most people's 10. Russell's not in my 10, but those are the most. Where would they go? Would they bump Steph out? Would Wilt or Bill Russell?
I've heard his top 10 before, and I believe those two would definitely be in it for him.
I don't hate his top 10. You know, I have Kobe 5. He has Kobe 6 behind Tim Duncan. There's a case to be made there. Mm-hmm. I have Magic at 4. I have Bird at 6, and then Duncan at 7. But again, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Hakeem and Shaquille, you know that I flipped. I had Shaquille and Hakeem, and I've since flipped it. And I have Hakeem ahead of Shaquille. So I'm okay with that. And as you guys know, I also have Steph at 10. So I'm okay with this list. My issue with the list is his explanation for having Jordan behind Kareem. That's the thing that bothered me about the list. Look, I get it. He hates Jordan and he loves LeBron. I get it.
Does he though, Tom?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Because when he was a quitter and he wasn't that good, and, you know, like, to say he's not that good, then from
third. Nick Wright.
Right.
He said that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And, you know, he's a gambler. He's a cigar smoker. Look, those things might be actually true.
Yeah, I would never say that, because that's not true. I would never call Jordan a quitter. Never. You would never hear Jordan and quitter in the same sentence come out of my mouth. Nuh-uh. No way.
When he said what I'm about to share, and most people have heard this, it's, you're clearly understanding that it's with an agenda, right? Because he said, well, he's, you know, Kareem is the ahead of Jordan because he's the all-time leading scorer.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the NBA Finals 10 times. Sounds interesting, right? Who else is there, right? And then it makes his case for LeBron at number one, because LeBron's going to pass Kareem this year, have 10 finals appearances, and be the all-time leading scorer. But then this is where he lost me. He said, well, listen, Kareem, and this shouldn't weigh in at all, but he said, well, and also Kareem was a better player in high school than Jordan, was a better player in college than Jordan, was a better player as a rookie, and was a better player at 38 years old. When Jordan was not making the playoffs with the Wizards at 38, Kareem was winning a finals MVP at 38. Okay, well, let me ask you this. In high school, who was a better player, Kareem or LeBron? Kareem. In college, who was a better player, Kareem or LeBron? It was Kareem, because LeBron didn't go to college.
Correct.
In his rookie year, who was better, Kareem or LeBron? Kareem. At 38 years old.
Tone, don't stop there. Keep going. In his second year, who was a better player, Kareem or?
I'm just using the things he said. And then he said, and then at 38 years old, Kareem was winning finals MVP. At 37, because LeBron hasn't hit 38 yet, what was LeBron doing? Not making the top 10. Not making the play-in, which was the top 10 teams. So his argument for why Kareem is ahead of Jordan is exactly the same for LeBron. So unless he's going to surprise the world, because I guess he hasn't revealed his 1-2 players yet, and he's going to have Kareem at number one, which is fine.
I have no problem with that.
He's made the case that Kareem is number one, because all of those things that he used against Jordan also applied to LeBron.
Right.
I don't agree with Jordan at 3, right? Wow. I'm very full on Kareem should be locked in at 3 because of the two finals MVPs versus the 4 and 6 of the guys that I have 1-2. For me, like Jay, you say, I don't care, 1-2-3, they're all interchangeable. For me, no, Kareem is locked in at 3, and I'm okay with Jordan, LeBron being interchangeable.
Right.
But for me, Kareem is a lock. After that, hey, all bets are off. Although I have Magic at four as well, I have a very hard case putting Kareem ahead of Jordan.
The reason why I have them interchangeable is the same reason why I have a gripe with not just you, Tone, but with the basketball community where, yo, we got to exclude high school. No, we don't. Just like we don't have to exclude college. No, we don't. You know why? Because these guys came from somewhere. They didn't just parachute into the NBA. They came from somewhere. Kobe Bryant came from somewhere. James came from somewhere.
JJJ, what? Look at the heading. Top 50 NBA players.
Right. Top 50 NBA. Now, if we just talking about pro basketball, which I got no problem with that. All right. If we're going to completely eliminate high school, if we're going to completely eliminate college, that's one thing. But if we're going to talk about just pro basketball,
if we're talking basketball, like just lifetime basketball, then Kareem is the GOAT.
Right. But if we're talking about the NBA, Kareem definitely has a case for being the best player in the NBA history. He absolutely has a case for being the best player. I got, first of all, since when did the standard become 6-0? I don't understand why we keep forgetting that the finals MVP wasn't given out until 1969. Bill Russell was retired that year. All right, the year the finals MVP came out, Bill Russell had retired that next season. He was gone. That was after they had won the NBA championship 8 straight times. So I'm 100% confident had the finals MVP been out in 1959, he'd have 8 straight of them. Or he'd have 9 of them.
Do you think they'd actually give him all of them, or would it be like?
Oh, they gave the finals MVP to a dude. They gave the finals MVP to a dude on the losing team after game 6. We didn't even play game 7 yet, and they gave the finals MVP to the dude who was on the losing team after.
That's why I don't think Bill Russell would have as many as you think. They would have shared among those guys.
I absolutely believe that.
Would that change anything for you, Jay, if that had been an accolade at that point, or if it had been a thing at that point?
But Kareem had the finals MVP his whole time, and he only got – look, he got 2 of 6, even though, let's be honest, we talked about this on Tuesday. Magic stole one from him, right? Or the NBA stole one from him. He should have 3.
Right.
But again, it's not just the 6-0. It's the finals MVPs. It's all, you know, statistically. I look at statistics.
He should have won it in 82 too. I'm going. Magic went what 7? Magic went 17-10-7 in the finals in 82, and he won finals MVP. Jabbar should have won it that year too.
I agree with you.
And to address Amir in the chat, he said, "I'm fine with." I'll read this one first so you can address it. Discrediting his whole argument by calling him, Nick Wright, a hater and attacking his character. No way on earth. This guy watched the full video. You want
to... Did I attack Nick Wright's character? No, he's... You go watch the full tape and look at all the things that Nick Wright says about Jordan. Just like you should go watch Skip Bayless and see all the idiotic things he says about LeBron. Both of them take it way too far.
That's their job.
That's their job. But to suggest that they're not biased towards their favorite players is just you're being disingenuous, or you're just not watching as much as you should. Right? Like, I can give you a list of the 50 things Nick Wright has said that are incorrect about Michael Jordan, just like I can give you a list of probably 500 things that Skip Bayless has said that's incorrect about LeBron.
I mean, right? he called James the weakest elite athlete in the NBA. I'm thinking to myself,
that's their shtick. Okay, I'm not attacking him as a human being. Seems like a really nice guy. In fact, when he's not talking about Michael Jordan versus LeBron, he actually really knows his stuff. Yeah, the problem is he is so on the LeBron is the GOAT bandwagon that he loses all sense when he starts talking about that, just like Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless isn't as bad as people think when he talks about other things, but when he talks about Jordan versus LeBron, he loses his mind.
Yeah.
And that's okay. So I'm not attacking them, but he absolutely, Nick Wright is absolutely a Jordan hater and a LeBron lover. Skip Bayless is absolutely a Jordan lover and a LeBron hater. That's just factual if you've watched them at all. That's no disrespect to them as people, right? Like people call, just think about this. And you're going to keep me honest on this one. I have LeBron James as the second greatest player of all time.
Yes, you do.
And I say that if you flip-flop him and Jordan, I'm okay with it. I understand because there's so many things. And here's like the nitpicking things that I have to do to make the distinction between the two. And people right. call me a hater. Have I ever said LeBron stinks? Have I ever said LeBron wouldn't make it in the 90s, wouldn't last in another era? Have I ever said anything like that?
In fact, you've said that James would destroy the 90s. You said that to me.
Thank you. So, and I get called a hater. So for me to say a guy who would calls LeBron James the weakest athlete ever, elite athlete ever, or a guy who says Jordan was a quitter and I call them haters, well, yeah, because that's hating. What I do is just pointing out things that you might not like because it's against your favorite player. So be it.
And when we get to the and Haley, when we get to points like Jordan, James, Jabbar, we really splitting hairs with these guys. It's not like there's a distinct difference, right? It's not like there's a distinct. Well, Jordan is 6-0. Well, you know, Michael Jordan's career did not start in 1991. You could combat with that right there. Well, Jabbar won the NBA championship 6 times too, right? So stuff like that is that's splitting hairs right there. But to get back to this list, I got a problem with Nick Wright. He's got I'm gonna go with Moses over Doc, because Doc couldn't win it until he got Moses. That's my big man argument. Tone, you're gonna kill me for this, but I do not like Giannis at 14. And the reason why I don't like him at 14
should be higher.
No, oh my god. Really? And here's my problem. Cool. Yes, right? That's my issue. I don't have a I care about what a guy has done for a long time. I don't care about the fact that you were awesome for 3 or 4 years. How long were you awesome? How long were you great? And what did you do? And the fact that Giannis just got awesome over the last 4 years, that matters, man. Now, I can't deny Giannis's talent. When I look at Giannis as a talent, I can't deny the talent. Talent is absolute. I think he's a top 15 talent, no question about it. But I'm putting all of these things together. I'm not just putting the fact that you're talented. What have you produced? If Giannis's career was over today, Tone, I don't think he's in the top. I think he's in the top 90 all time in rebounds in NBA history. I think he's in the top 75 all time in the playoffs in points. I think he's in the top 100 all time. And rebound, something like that. So Giannis hasn't done nearly enough for me in terms of totality for him to be considered a top 15 player all time already. Not yet, man. I ain't saying that he's not gonna be there, just not yet. I'm not ready to go there yet. Now
yeah. Well, you know how I feel about that. Like I've always said, like I until recently, because I couldn't get away with it anymore, didn't have any active players in my all-time list because they didn't qualify. And I made the one exception. I think when LeBron hit year 17, 18, I was like, okay, fine. I would have put him in the list, right? Curry, yeah. I think this year just made it because what is he in year
13? He's going into year 14 next year.
Year 14 now. Okay, fine. So I'm going to start, I think at 10 years, I'm going to revamp my thing. Mm-hmm. And like at 10 years, I'm going to start putting you in. So I'm going to start putting in those active guys a little bit more because I think by year 10, I pretty much know who you are. And
that's what I was about to say.
Be like, okay, for you play 15 years and you're not on my list. And then the day you retire, you're like, you're number 17. Well, how did you get there? So I understand we need to see that progression. So I'm going to start at year 10. I'm going to start plopping them in.
Well, after year 10, you already know this, Tone. I always feel like after year 5, this is who this guy is.
We are. Yeah.
This is who this guy. Now Haley, what's going to happen is you're going to get some better seasons. Bird, you got some better seasons from Bird. You got some better seasons from James. You got some better seasons from Kobe. Right. You're going to get better seasons from Duncan. However, what you saw in year 5, this is what you should expect going forward. If you see this guy in year 7 go 30 and 9 and 7, don't think that that's going to be for the next 8 years. No. You're just getting a better season than what you got in year 5. But what you saw in year 5, that's what you should expect going forward.
Yeah. I'm just waiting. We're going to keep going, but I'm just waiting. Keyshawn said he's going to go check out my TikTok page to find things.
To find things like LeBron.
So,
well, let me tell you who Keyshawn is. Keyshawn is the dude who he's the heckler in the crowd. He won't come on the stage and get in front of the microphone and sit down and talk to you. Nah, he's the dude from the back screaming, "You suck! You're terrible!" Those jokes. That's who Keyshawn is.
You guys don't know this. I've started to respond to those people in TikTok, mm-hmm. and I said, "Okay, come on, come on." So come on. Yeah. It was a football thing. And I said, yeah. Come on, Grantern. We have a segment. It's the first Wednesday of every month where we do a thing called Bull in the Ring.
Where's my hat? Here
it is. Mm-hmm.
We do Bull in the Ring.
Yep.
Okay.
I like it. And it's where people who watch the show can come on and air their grievances.
Yep.
And there was about seven of them. I invited all seven of them. I said, give me your email addresses. I give it to Dub, who's setting it up. Not one showed up.
Of course. Absolutely.
So now I have my other YouTube channel, Sports Fluent, that is just kind of sitting there vacant. So I've started to say, great. Anytime you want to, if anything of that I say you want to challenge, because here's the thing. There's a difference between me saying stuff that I can't back up and you disagreeing with my opinion. My opinion is based on 40 years. I hate to say that, but it's based on 40 years of watching, playing, coaching, teaching, and reffing basketball. Trust me, whatever I say, as crazy as you think it is, now you might not agree with the reason, but there's a reason behind it versus that's dumb. Well, why do you think that's dumb? Because it is.
No.
That's not an argument. So now I'm going to start on Sports Fluent, right? Just anytime someone wants, I'm going to put you on live. I don't know. And listen, no one's even taken me up on this yet, but I'm going to put you on live and let you go one-on-one. Go ahead. Give me your case. Yeah. And look, I've already given out 10 invitations. You know how many accepted?
Zero. That's how many. That's how many. When I invite you to, when I invite you on stage, whatever problem you got with me, let's come talk about it. Come bring it. But then I'll get stuff like
people stop hiding in the comments. Oh no, you know I'm too busy to come on the show. Why should I make your channel better? I'm like, you're gonna make my channel better with
because you're dumb.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
I stop accepting because I said so when I became an adult. I don't have to listen to because I said so. No. I had to listen to that when I was a kid. I don't have to listen to because I said so anymore. No. Nope.
Oh, hold on. Jillian, you'd love to, but you have less than 1,000 followers. Don't worry. It's on YouTube. You can come challenge anytime. You could have zero followers and bring it.
No doubt. Yeah, so.
No, there's no excuses.
And that's when you realize.
We can make it happen.
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
Right. I have to read this breaking news from ESPN because the whole Kyler Murray thing. Cardinals remove independent study clause for Kyler Murray's contract call addendum and calling the addendum a distraction. Did you guys hear about this?
We talked about it on Tuesday.
Oh, you did?
We did.
Oh,
we talked about it.
It's gone now.
His agent should have seen it before he signed it.
Yeah.
Never should have made it onto the thing.
And it didn't help that it got out. That's the biggest problem. It's not the fact that it's in the contract. The fact that it got out and everybody now knows about this. Like, okay, now what we're doing is we're calling this dude out because this is really how they feel. Let's make sure we're clear on that. They're not putting this in the contract because they're just doing it. No, they really feel like that. But now we gotta clean this up simply because it's got out.
Yeah. Just yeah. So
you know what? It's actually Alan just threw in the chat the same thing that I was going to say. Do you think that Zion gets his weight clause thrown out now?
No. I mean, and just so y'all know, this weight clause thing, this is not new. Pat Riley has a weight clause with the Miami Heat all the time. He did it with Shaq. In fact, when Tim Hardaway was playing for the Miami Heat, Tim Hardaway, when he's playing for the Miami Heat, he had a $500,000 clause in his contract that he had to keep his weight at 190 or below. Otherwise, he didn't get that. So Pat Riley does that all the time.
Not just a weight clause.
Yeah.
It's not just a weight clause. It's his weight plus body fat percentage must equal 295 or less.
So you have to –
if he's 290 with 10% body fat, he's out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
well, the fact that we got to put stuff like this in the contract, the fact that we got to tell you that in order for you to get paid for doing your job, you have to be in shape, which is part of your job.
You know what? It's too bad.
Millions of dollars. You can show up in shape.
It's too bad. Oliver Miller didn't have a weight clause. He would have been tremendous.
Who?
Remember Oliver Miller?
Oh my goodness! Oliver Miller was a player. Yes, he was. Yes, Oliver Miller was a player. He absolutely was. No doubt about that.
Haley, you probably don't know.
Did like weight ruin his career?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he ate himself out of the league.
He was
like 6'8" with a 7 foot six wingspan,
who clean glass,
pass, rebound, glass. He would have been so good if he could have kept his weight.
He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it.
Like what the big man is today, right? Yeah. He would have been like running the floor, getting, doing everything. It's just a great passer. I mean, tremendous passer and shot blocker, because at 6'8", you're like, oh, he's not. But then his arms was like, Jesus, like his arm was 10 feet high. Just out of nowhere, he'd block it. He was fun to watch. He played in Toronto for a while. I got to meet him a little bit. He was a good dude. Wow. All right. I think we got one more thing. I
know. Do you want to do chat questions? Yeah, let's do chat, because next Tuesday we'll definitely do more, break down the NFL season kind of by division. And I want to start off next week with more football, because we're getting closer and closer. I'm really excited, so we have a lot to talk about there. But yeah, chat, if you want to drop some questions, we'll do a quick little rapid fire set of questions and get those answered.
I will say this one. Fluent. An OG. He's as old as OG. Thank you. That means you didn't think I looked as old. We about the same age, so thank you. I appreciate that. Not that much older. My Just for Men is working.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I'm still good on Nick Wright with this. I don't like him having Luka in there neither. Luka, top 20 player in the last 50 years. Luka's a top 20 player in the last 50 years. Luka?
No.
He does not have. Where's Luka? He is.
Not only does he have Luka in there, I'm not. It's a bunch of them that I wasn't like.
Garnett already?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Over Stockton, he got him over Stockton, over Garnett, over David Robinson. Yeah, absolutely. And Kawhi Leonard and Scottie Pippen got to move ahead of Rick Barry too. I don't like that at all. No, that's not going to work. Mm-mm.
All right, Haley, pick a question. I'll put it up on screen, and we'll go with it.
All right. Let's just go with Keyshawn's since. He's been here all day. Let's go.
Okay.
I have a question. I'm hearing a team built around Kobe is better than a team built around Curry. Now, yes, Kobe is better than Curry, but are we sure? I think it's 100 times easier to build around Curry.
I have no idea what that means.
I don't even know what that means either. And 100 times better? No, it's not. It's not 100 times easier to build around him.
Yeah, you can't say 100.
No.
Yeah, essentially, do you want to build around Kobe or Steph, and why?
Okay, so let me try and make sense of this. I have a question. Okay. I'm hearing a team built around Kobe is better than a team built around Curry. Now, yes, Kobe is better than Curry, but are we sure? I think it's 100 times easier to build around Curry. Okay, I understand. All right, I understand. So basically, the question is, who's easier to build around? Let's make it. Let's simplify it. Kobe or Curry?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I'll answer it first, because since I think I understand it. So Kobe is easier to build around because he does so many things. Curry is easier to fit into a team or into a system because what he does, like shooting and what he does, is more adaptable to others' gameplay, right? Like Curry will take second fiddle, right? They brought in – Curry was the leader. They brought in KD. He took a back seat. His game is able to do that. Kobe, however, offensively and defense is where you'd want to and probably have an easier time building around, if that all makes sense.
Okay. Well, I saw a team built around Kobe Bryant. It was the Bulls in the 90s. They built that unit around Jordan. And then they did the same thing when – when Shaq left, they built that unit around Kobe in the same system, in the same triangle system. So to build a unit around Steph Curry, you have to get the right guys in the right fit. You can't just throw guys together with him, as opposed to with Bryant, where I don't think it was as difficult to throw guys around. He did need a big man, but it wasn't as difficult. You got to put the right mix of guys around Curry.
Okay. I like it. And he said, fits versus is better. I get it. So, Jillian had a question. She said, I have a warm take. The Celtics are playing with fire. Even if KD doesn't go to the Celtics, Jaylen Brown is arguably up there with JT as their best player. And him feeling disrespected by management and fans is really bad.
Here's the thing, Jillian. Him feeling disrespected, which – players feel disrespected being traded and hearing your name in trade rumors, especially with a guy like Kevin Durant. I mean, that's something that isn't unusual. But once we get this train rolling again, that stuff will go away. I don't think that that's something that's going to hamper us. Once we get the crew back together and we start rolling again, because roles have already been established on this unit, that's why the Celtics were where they were, and I think they're going to be better next year. Once we get that once we get back rolling again, that stuff's going to go away. That's just me having an argument with management and me slamming the door and walking out the door. But in a couple of days, we're going to be over this. I don't think this is something that's going to linger.
I don't think it's going to linger. However, this is my issue. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum had not trouble, but it took them some time to get going last year to understand each other's roles.
Yeah.
They figured it out. They went to the NBA final. What management just did is start them over. Because Jaylen Brown and I was going to think, even if it's subconsciously, well, why don't they want me here? So maybe I need to prove myself. Maybe I need to show them that I'm the guy. I'm better than Tatum. Which, again, might just be that split second where normally he just passed it to Tatum, but now he's like, well, maybe I should take the shot. And I think they're going to now, again, they'll go through the same issue, unfortunately, I think at the beginning of next season. If they start losing, it becomes an issue. If they win, winning solves every problem. The other thing is, and I don't know this answer, so we might need to look it up if someone has whatever quick fingers. How many years does Jaylen Brown have left on his existing contract?
Two.
So here's the problem. If every offseason you're trying to trade me, I'm going to think twice about re-signing with you, and I'm going to test the market. Because I showed in the finals I'm as good. Heck, some people think better. I don't think so, but better than Jason Tatum. So yeah. Maybe I'm going to test the free market. I'm going to get my max money wherever I go. So if you don't kind of appreciate me, mm-hmm. then maybe I should go. And that's the bigger concern, is that I thought he only had 1 year. So 2 years is better. They have 2 years to make it right. But mm-hmm. he still might just be like, all right, I'll play. And then when he, like, you know, when he's in after this season, well, now I have 1 year left, very tradable contract. Hey, guys, you don't want me here anyways. I'm out.
And they got him on the, yeah, they got him on the cheap too.
Right, well, yeah.
The contract was favorable at that time. But as of today, they got him on the cheap. They definitely do. So
that's my concern there is what the long-term effects of that are going to be.
Yep.
Okay. I want to put two hot takes out there, and they're really bad takes. So here they are. One, my first take is I think that I don't think the Celtics are going to make it to the finals or the Eastern Conference Finals next season. I just don't see them getting there again.
The Celtics?
The Celtics. I don't see them. That's just my personal take. Two, I think Jaylen Brown is.
That's the hot take, Bill.
My second take is that I think Jaylen Brown is going to win a ring before Jason Tatum ever does. And I do think Jaylen Brown is going to leave the Celtics.
That's not ridiculous.
Win that contract. Thank you. I just don't see them working out. And like you were saying, I don't know if those exact issues will come up. I don't know if Jaylen Brown has trouble specifically with JT. I think there's mutual respect and love for each other. I just don't see them being the duo that gets it done in Boston. And that's all I have to say.
Well,
do you think they should trade Jaylen Brown then?
Yeah, I do. I think they will. Maybe not next season, but maybe the following.
So maybe to the Warriors for Andrew Wiggins? Would you like that?
She would love that.
I love Jaylen Brown. But I love Wiggs.
Yes, she would absolutely love that. Well, the first part of that is I still think Milwaukee is the class of the East. And when they come back and if they're healthy, I think they're back in the finals next year.
And that's don't sleep on the Sixers. I know there's a lot of doubt, but
I'm snoring on James Harden. I'm sorry, Haley. You are not selling me on the Philadelphia 76ers. Steph Curry? I am snoring on Philadelphia. I'm not sleeping on them. I'm snoring on Philadelphia. Until James Harden can show me that he is the guy who can continue to play at a high level going deep into the playoffs, my feet are up. I have something to drink, and I am snoring on the Philadelphia 76ers. I just want to make sure I'm 100% clear on that.
Right,
I'm snoring on them.
I don't know, man. I actually think,
you know that I believe next year is the Bucks kind of comeback year, I guess. I think the Celtics do make it to the Eastern Conference Final. I know this is way too early, but I think they lose though to the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Final.
They're just rematch.
I'm all team. Yeah, I'm all team green in the Eastern Conference Final.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We'll see what happens. Yeah, it's real early, but we'll get a taste of it. I don't know. I think Harden has the opportunity to, like, feel like it could be different this year, Jay. And I hate being on this line and just being pumped every season. Like, I'm tired of it. I'm not even a James Harden, like, lover. I've never been a huge fan, but I just want it for him. I feel Jillian, like it's coming.
Jillian and I go back and forth with her Philadelphia 76ers all the time. Yeah. The reason why we do this, and the reason why Jillian and I do this, and I love Jillian, by the way, but the reason she and I do this is because I have such a discontent for guys who show up not ready to work. I have a huge problem with that, and that's been James Harden throughout his career. And now he's on the other side of what he used to be. And now let me get myself in shape. That's basically somebody who's drinking themselves to death and realizing that the doctor says, "Yo, you got 5 more years if you don't cut this out." Well, I should probably stop doing this. You should have done it 10 years ago. You knew what it was going to happen. You knew that you weren't going to be able to do this forever. You knew that. And you didn't waste. I don't think he wasted years. But the fact that he showed up out of shape, Tone, I thought he had a fat suit on in that Houston, that last year in Houston. I swear I did.
I still think he did.
He did waste his years.
We can't just give him because he didn't show up to work, and he always wanted this next shiny thing. He could have stayed. Like, he could have just stayed and possibly, you know, done something. So
show it to me. That's all I'm saying with the Philadelphia 76ers and James Harden in particular. Show it to me. Show it to me. That's all I'm asking. Show it to me.
They won't even finish top four. They won't even finish top four next season.
I think they'll finish in the top three, Tone. I think they're a top three team in the Eastern Conference in the regular season. What I'm concerned with is when we get to the playoffs and we get to the Eastern Conference semifinals and we in game 5 or we in game 6 and James Harden goes 4-for-17 on 11 points, 7 assists, and they get smoked and they out the playoffs. That's my issue. And that's what I've seen from him over the years. And I'm tired of seeing this. I'm tired of it, Tone. I've had it.
Okay, everyone. So you have, coming out of the East, you have Bucks. Nets are nowhere up there, right? Because we're all in agreement. Probably not.
No.
Okay.
They can't. The problem with the Nets, even if they stay pat, like I think they will,
how do we go into training camp with this, Tone? How, with this looming over us? How do we go into training camp with this?
They're going to slump early. They'll pick it up at the end. You're going to get 50, 55 games from former superstar Kevin Durant. You're going to get, 60 games out of Kyrie if you're lucky. Ben Simmons, I don't even know if Ben Simmons is going to play. Let's be honest. Ben Simmons might, stub his toe and he'll be gone for the season. I have no faith in any of their stars playing 70 games and leading a team. So it's going to be guys in and out of the lineup again. They'll have some excuse. They'll make a trade halfway through the season. People, now they got it, and they won't. So just, I have zero faith in them.
Okay. So it's basically Celtics, Bucks, and then.
Oh, thank you. I just left one last question up there, but first we should probably tell Lettuce Devil, thanks for the stream, y'all. Appreciate y'all three. We appreciate you, Lettuce. Everything I say when I scream at you, it's in love. Just FYI. If I ignore you, that's worse. You know, when they stop talking about you, that's when you
gotta worry. Yeah. For sure.
That's when you gotta worry.
Okay, so last question All right. How big of an impact will Gobert have for the T-Wolves?
Tone, I think they're a top 5 seed in the West. I do. I think he alleviates all the stuff that Cat has to do. I think he takes away a lot of that stuff, and Cat can now focus on being the Cat that he really wants to be. I mean, don't forget, Cat played the 4 at Kentucky. Now he can actually move back to the 4 and be the true 4 that he's always been, because now you got a rim protector behind you like he had at Kentucky with Willie Cauley-Stein. Now you got a glass cleaner, so I don't got to rebound nearly as much. Now I got a defender behind me so he can make up for my mistakes, and I can be a better defender. I've always felt like when you got a rim protector like that and a defender like that, that I can take more chances on the perimeter and in the low post because I got a guy like that behind me to clean up my mistakes. I think he's going to make them so much better. I think he's going to speed them up. I think he's going to enhance their offense. I think they're going to be a lot better, Tone. I think they're a top five seed in the West.
That sounds great. That's wonderful. I think they're going to stink. I think it's going to blow up in their face. I don't think it's going to work. I think someone's going to get traded by the trade deadline. It's not going to be pretty. I know that Cat played the four. I know that he can shoot the three. I know all the everything you said was 100% accurate. But something about the Timberwolves. I don't know what happens to players when they get together in Minnesota. It's cold, maybe. I have no idea what they go to the Mall of America and they spend too much time. I don't know what happens in Minnesota. I don't want to know what happens in Minnesota to these players, because I feel like it's when they go to Sacramento. It's the same thing, but cold. I think they're going to be a play-in team.
Like this season that just passed.
Yep. Yep.
Cause Tone, I'm looking at Gobert, and it kind of gives me a Dirk Tyson Chandler vibe. That's the thing that I'm looking at when I look at these two, and I think that that's what it could work. I mean that's Gobert, how it could work.
I don't know.
Think he's better than Tyson Chandler. Yeah, I do. I think he's better than Tyson Chandler. I think he's better than Tyson Chandler.
I want it to work. I don't see how it works. David Mateo, yes, this is not Player's Choice. You're correct. This is Chilltown Hoops, and you're watching Flowing and Chill on it. But yeah, no, I there's no logic to what I'm saying. I get that. Mm-hmm. I agree with all your points. My gut tells me that these two aren't going to work together. And I don't know if it's, you know, Kat's going to be jacking up threes and Gobert's going to be like, dude, like you used to play my position. Like, let's bring it into the big man every once in a while. And that's I don't see how those two are going to work. Listen, I get it. He won the 3-point shootout last year. I don't want him shooting. I don't want Cat out there shooting threes. I don't. I think he serves my team better not doing that. And there's going to be games where he's going to fall in love and he's going to sit out on there on the wing and jack it up. And Gobert, listen, if I'm Gobert, I'm going to get pissed too. I'm like, I'm not just here to rebound for you. Like, this isn't shooting practice. I feel like there's friction just waiting to happen. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think I am.
I think you're wrong, Tom. I think you're wrong.
I think the T-Wolves, if they work out, could be terrifying. But I think that if there could also be room for a lot of dissension, so it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. But the West is good, so we shall see. But
Before we do that, I saw this question come up like five times, and I know we gotta go. And so for Spo, he's asked it, so I'm gonna pull it up and this will be if I can make it work. This will be the last one, and then I promise we'll go while it comes up here somehow at some point. Did it come up or no?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a question. Did B.I. get hate for being the number two pick and winning most improved like John did?
Hate? What do you mean hate, Spo? Spo, what do you mean hate? Nobody's hating on B.I.
Getting hate for being the second pick and winning most improved like Jaw did.
Oh, was Ingram the second pick overall?
Yes, he was.
I didn't know about that.
I guess I'll.
Oh, he did because.
Yeah. No, I don't. Listen, I think the most improved players, just based on a leap that you made from 1 year to the next, regardless of where you get selected. I get it when you're picked 1, 2, 3, the expectations are higher. Mm-hmm. But I think people understand that players develop differently. So no, I don't think so. Did Ja get a lot of hate for?
Not hate, but it was like Jordan Poole. There's a lot of young guys that I feel like could have gotten it, and Ja missed so much of the season as well that it was just
so maybe strange. That's why he's getting hate more so than anything else is because he didn't.
And also, he's been in the league for a minute. He won Rookie of the Year. You know, like somebody wins Rookie of the Year, you expect them to be good. It's not like, oh wow, they really have grown. You know,
but yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't give a crap about expectations. I feel like, look, you play 1 year, and if next year you take a big leap, then you should be up for that award. Like, it's not about expectations, it's about actual production. So I don't hate on them. If people do, that's probably you shouldn't be hating on players anyways. But
yeah, Anyway, yeah, but make sure you guys tune back in next Tuesday. We're probably going to be on Chilltown Hoops again. So we'll keep you
We have moved full time. We have full time. We're on Chilltown Hoops.
Yeah, so you guys make sure to come to this channel. And we'll keep going.
I'm playing I'm like the Oscars. I'm starting to fade in the music to play you out.
I like it. It's a little groovy. Okay.
By the way, Xavier Top Shelf, he gave us his full catalog of music that we can use as our intros and outros. So we could give Xavier Top Shelf a follow if you're.
Heck yeah! Definitely put the link down. It's nice. But yeah, okay. But yeah, you guys have a good one. Thanks for joining in. Make sure to get those likes up. It really helps our channel out and helps us get the content out to you guys. But for now, Jay.
Take it light, but take it.